Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to hang out with you here. And my goodness, it is the end of July, which means we are looking at wrapping up summer. Whether your kids go back to school in August, like I know here in Hawaii most kids do, or maybe you've got till September, either way, summer is fleeting, and these days are going to be gone before we know it. And so I wanted to do a special short and sweet episode giving 5 tips for things to do, things to make sure you squeeze in before the end of summer. Now, I've been a little extra reflective this week because as I record, I'm home alone. And that doesn't happen too often around here. But my husband Dave went with Levi to the mainland for a world championship golf tournament. They're in the desert. God bless those kids doing 18 holes for 3 days in the desert. Of course, my two oldest sons are living adulting in Santa Barbara, California. Luke is here. We've had so much fun together. He's home, but he's just gone as I record, surfing and doing his things. So I'm kind of in this house alone a lot of the days this week, and I'm reflecting on summertime. And we all see those memes and things that talk about, you know, you only have 18 summers. And of course, when kids are young, you're like, yeah, but those can be some long summers, right? I get that. But no doubt, if you listen to those of us whose kids have grown and gone, we'll say the years really are short. And so let's make the best of summer. And even if kids go back to school soon, there's still that vibe in the air, right? Summer has its own special thing. And so I want to encourage you. I thought of 5 great tips that I would say you should try to fit in this summer. Some of them you might already be doing or you can check it off your list. But in case this inspires something new before you wrap up summer, great. I am going to try to keep this short and sweet because last week's episode I know was the longest ever. It was Luke wrapping up my 3-part youth sports series on the podcast. So if you missed any of those, I encourage you to go back. Of course, I love talking to Luke. He's one of my favorite people to have conversations with. And little side note, I shouldn't probably announce this, but I will. Luke is looking at starting his own podcast. So if you enjoyed listening to him, leave a note in the comments over at show notes because that will encourage him and inspire him. But anyway, hopefully you enjoyed that. Maybe you didn't get through it all. And so today's shorter and you can go back and finish last week's episode. I especially think the part towards the end is helpful because I think what he shares about kind of some of his sports psychology, some of his growth in these later years will apply to other sports your kids might do or all areas of life. I thought that was really interesting and hopefully would be an encouragement to you and your kids. So with all of that, today we're talking 5 tips for wrapping up summer well. And I've got quite a few links I'm going to be putting over in show notes because I'm going to mention some great books that will touch on this or other things. So definitely check out show notes on this topic and you can find those at monicaswanson.com/summer-things. Okay. Summer-things. Find all the show notes. So let's jump in and talk about 1. What's the first thing I recommend you make sure to include in your summer? First thing I'm going to say is do something memorable. Make some memories. Again, maybe you've already had some epic adventure as a family, and that will always be what you remember from this summer. But whether it's a one-time thing, like a trip or an adventure, or whether it's kind of a theme for your summer, that's what I was reflecting on. Last summer, the Swanson family got really into tennis. And I'll always remember 2023 as the summer of tennis. We've had tennis rackets for years. They're not good ones. But somehow last summer it worked out that we would often, my husband would get home from work. We don't really have waves on the North Shore in the summer. So we would all go down, find a tennis court, play around. We're not very good. We get super competitive and then come home for a little bit later dinner. Somehow this summer, we have not played tennis as a family once. It just hasn't happened. I think my husband's gone with one or two of the boys, but I've been traveling. It's been busy. We just haven't gotten back into it. So it's fun for me to look back and go, oh, last summer was a summer of tennis. Now, hopefully we'll get back to more tennis this summer, but that's just one example. Now, there's a couple books I'm going to recommend on this topic. I'll link to them in show notes. One of them is by my friend Greta Eskridge, who has been on the podcast before, and I've been on hers, but she has a book called 100 Days of Adventure, and this is nature activities, creative projects, and field trips for every season. I think she has a lot of really great ideas, and this book is just put together really well. A lot of things that are very simple and doable, no matter the ages of your kids. The other book I love, and another author that is a good friend, is Jessica Smart's book called Memory Making Mom, Building Traditions That Breathe Life into Your Home. And I thought I would read to you a little bit of what she says here, because actually I could quote so much from Jessica. I love how she writes and I just love her as a friend. We've hung out in real life before. And so this is what she says. This is in, goodness, maybe even the very first chapter. What chapter? No, it's the third chapter. She has short chapters, which that's also a great feature of a book. But the heading here is the gift of doing the surprising. And here's what she says. Here's another thought. If you want to make a real treasured adventure, think of what your default personality is and then do the opposite. It is guaranteed to be an experience your kids will remember. When we were young, my mom occasionally would hit the brakes on our minivan, pull over to the side of some cow pasture, and holler, "Moo!" as fiercely as she could. My demure, quiet mom mooing at the cattle, we would die laughing. If you're a reserved homebody, you can probably see where this is going, and you may not like it. Pack the kids up in the car and go somewhere totally out of your comfort zone. You know the places, the roller rink, one of those bouncy trampoline parks, a water amusement park. Is your heart rate sufficiently elevated yet? And then she goes on to say, if you're a fiery tornado of a mom on a mission, you're not off the hook. Maybe cuddling and reading stories feels difficult for you. Designate a cozy tea time with as many books as they want to read. If you're a mom who hates getting dirty, stomp in the mud with them. If you're not normally a get dressed up type of gal, but your little sweetheart is, get your nails done together. Maybe these aren't the most suitable examples for you, but you can brainstorm what this might look like for your family. The first step is to think, what do my kids love to do that I never do with them? And there, friends, is a sweet spot for memory making. Okay, so take a quick moment and reflect on your summer so far. Is there anything you've done that's kind of outside your normal? Something that your kids will look back on and always remember? Well, I'm going to encourage you, number one, to make a memory this summer and maybe make a memory that's a bit more of a tradition for the summer. If not, it could also last for the rest of the year. So do that. Okay, number two, and maybe number two should have been number one, but number two is, I really encourage you to at least once this summer gather the family for family devotions or worship, sometime that you all huddle up and focus on the Lord. Now, some families do this regularly. You might have weekly devotions or even gather more regularly. For us, it's kind of sporadic. We go through seasons where we often gather and my husband gets his guitar and we do some worship and maybe read from the Bible. We especially do that during Advent season or Lent. Those are two great times to focus on it. But one thing I know is that though we haven't been super consistent about doing this, we all hold dear to the memories of when we have. I think my kids probably can recall our family devotional nights as if they happened all the time, even though there were seasons where they didn't happen very often at all. So I think this really sticks in our kids' memories. So whether you have a husband who's a good leader at this sort of thing or not, There's no reason why mom can't gather everyone and say, hey, let's open up a devotional. Let's read a psalm together. Let's pray. Maybe you know a family going through a hard time and you want to just lift them up. Whatever it might be, I just encourage you to spend some time together focused on worship, reading the Bible, and or prayer. And it's always fun to wrap these things up with some ice cream or something fun and light so that kids have that positive connection. I encourage you to keep these short and sweet, especially if kids are young. Don't try to do an hour-long devotional time, but just something simple. It'll make them have positive associations and want to do it more. I will link in show notes to a couple books. People ask me often about family devotionals, and sometimes I think, oh, maybe we should write one because I don't have a lot to recommend, but I will say that Sally Clarkson's husband, Clay, wrote a book called The 24 Family Ways. Something, 24 Family Ways. That one's really good. It especially focuses on character, so it's great for those early years. And then Ruth Cho Simon's husband, she and her husband Troy together, wrote a devotional book for families called Foundations. And I really like that. I think that's especially good for those middle and teenage years. Some great reflection questions, things families can discuss. So I'll link to those two family devotionals, but really, all you really need is a Bible. And if you don't play music, you can always ask Alexa or Siri or find a playlist and just sing along to a good worship song. But if somebody wants to strum the guitar or play a piano, even better. So number one, make a memory. Number two, gather for a time of devotions. Number three, we're getting practical here. Number three is, I need to do this, so it's on my mind. Clean out some area, declutter, prepare for the school year ahead by doing some house cleaning projects. This can look like spring cleaning where you're literally like tackling the whole house and just doing a deep cleaning. That would feel great for me right now. But I'm thinking more so what area of the house would really help to have it decluttered and organized before the school year. For some of you, if you homeschool, this might be the homeschool room or your kids' desks. Like clear it out, clean it out, reorganize. Maybe it's a closet where you store stuff. Maybe it's the garage. If you're going to have a busy fall season of sports, maybe get the whole family in the garage and say, let's organize this and let's make space for what we need ahead. But goodness, we all feel better when we do a good declutter, cleaning and organizing some area of our house. So that's a simple one, right? Really practical. To all of my homeschooling friends and those of you who are becoming homeschoolers, I'm excited to tell you about the math and science curriculum that all of my boys have used and loved. Head over to diveintomath.com to check out Shorman Math and Dive Science curriculums. Dr. Shorman is a good friend of ours, and he does such a great job of offering a biblical and historical foundation in all of his classes, teaching the why of learning math. He brings biblical concepts into everything, and my boys have been inspired by Dr. Shorman on so many levels. Now, the diveintomath.com website offers self-paced courses in state-of-the-art e-learning system featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman himself. Also, important to note, Shorman Algebra 1 and 2 teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions. Guys, this is what your kids need to prepare for all of these standardized tests. Okay, so my boys love that Dr. Shorman taught short lessons, and it was a four-day school week, and yet he packed in so much. They learned a ton, and it was efficient, so they could get on with doing all the other fun stuff they want to do. All right, so head over to diveintomath.com. Check out the math and science curriculums offered there. I think you're going to love them. Number three, declutter or clean an area. All right. Number four, kind of similarly, is really practical, and that is get out a calendar and plan for the year ahead. Now, our family loves the whiteboard calendars. We have a four-month one, we have a three-month one, but we hang it in the hallway, and this is a great time to gather as a family and say, what do we have to look forward to? I'm going to say this might be especially helpful for kids who are anxious going back to school or don't love the idea of wrapping up summer. If you can look at that calendar and go, oh, look, we have, you know, a fall break already coming up in October. That's only so many weeks away. Or look, Thanksgiving or the holidays, I think having the big picture view can really help all of us get through some challenging seasons. It's also a great time to know and prepare mentally and emotionally if mom and dad have, you know, a work trip coming up or a big deadline. And everyone then can be aware, support each other as we say, look, this is going to be a stressful season, but look what else is ahead. So having that calendar, I love my paper calendars that I get. Honestly, I just get them at Target. I jot my notes in them every single day. And some kids really thrive with having their own calendar to start organizing their time. So I think that can be a really helpful thing as kids grow up and start to practice better time management and organizing their own self. So you might consider getting everybody a calendar, and you can find some of those online as well. There's also great homeschool planners if you homeschool. So I'll link to a couple of those over in show notes as well. But number four, get that calendar out. Talk as a family. Also a great time to just pray and dedicate the fall. Maybe do this before you do your family devotions. And then you can just dedicate the season ahead to the Lord and invite Him to be the one to lead and guide you. All right. So we're going to wrap things up with number five. Fifth thing I'm going to suggest, most people don't associate this necessarily with summertime. It's more maybe holidays or something like that. But I encourage you as a family to serve others in some way, to do something, if possible, as a family where you're all going out and making a difference. Now, some of you might go to churches or have a community that makes this really easy. Maybe there's a homeless outreach where together as a family, you can go pack food into bags and for the homeless and needy. Maybe you can serve at church together. But if you don't have something super handy, then just think about anyone out there who might be lonely or hungry, or maybe they just had a baby or just had surgery, and you could just make a meal together and deliver it to a widow or a family in need. Maybe you can bake cookies and mail them off to somebody who's in the military or, you know, I guess if some colleges will be starting up in August, send them off to a student as they get started at college. They'll feel so loved and supported, and that might help with those initial homesick feelings for new college students. But consider some way to serve somebody else that is so bonding for a family and can really make make sweet memories as well. So consider how your family might serve another family is number five. Again, even on this topic, Jessica Smart's book, Memory Making Mom, has some good ideas that touch on many of the things I've talked about. So again, I highly encourage you to get that book. Also, as we're on this topic of preparing for the school year ahead, I'll mention that if you are a homeschool family, or honestly, even if you're not, I think you would enjoy this. I have a new printable fun list that I shared. You might have heard me mention it on social media or in my email, but it is Swanson Homeschool Must-Haves. And these are seven not-so-schooly ways to create happy homeschool days. And what I'm sharing is really a list of seven things that I do in my home or parts of our day that as a family we prioritize that make a homeschool day or really any day more special, warm, welcoming, inviting, and yes, happy. And I put quite a few resources and links in there, which I know everyone loves. So I think anyone would enjoy getting that list. And you can get that list for free, no charge. It's just a fun printable that I wanted to send to anyone who especially is interested in the homeschool topic. And there'll be a link to where you can get that over in show notes, but you might enjoy that as you wrap up your summer. Now, I have just a couple more things to share, but before that, I thought I would close with a little prayer for all of you and your families as you wrap up summer and prepare for the school year ahead. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everyone listening and the families that they represent. And God, as we wrap up this summer, I just pray that you would just guide us and direct us. It's so busy. Life can feel so full all of the time, and things like summers just whiz by. And if we're not intentional, we can have that yucky feeling of just like, where did the days go? And did we do enough? And did we spend enough time together? And so I just pray that even right now, as people listen, you would just inspire them to consider what matters most in these last days or weeks, and to just give families some special time together to make memories, to worship you, to prepare for the school year ahead, to consider others, Lord. Guide each of us individually. It won't look the same for any two families, but I do pray that you would be the one to lead us and that you would just assure us that you are sovereign, you are, that we can't mess up your plan, that you're going to work all things together for the good, but help us to be a part of that and to have a no regrets summer, Lord. So thank you for our kids. Pray that they'd be prepared for a great year ahead. Pray that you would give us wisdom as we make choices about their education and their time, and that you would just knit us together, husbands and wives and families, and that you would be glorified in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before I close, a quick heads up. Next week will be the beginning of August, which means I always send an email to my email list the first Wednesday of each month where I share some extra fun links, any updates, any photos, and I don't want you to miss that. So if you are not yet an email subscriber, please go over to monicaswanson.com/subscribe. Join my email list. I love to take really good care of my email subscribers. And I do have some really exciting new things coming out soon, and that's the best place to be so that you don't miss my news. Okay, friends? Now, I'm going to wrap up and encourage you, if you didn't get to finish last week's episode or any of the summer sports topics, I think they were really good. So I encourage you to go back, check those out, take some time to scroll through the archives of this podcast. We have covered a whole lot in the past, 5 years. Early August, we're going to celebrate 5 years of this podcast. I don't even know what I talked about all those years. Like, did I really do that every week for 5 years? I did. But I would love to hear how you enjoyed today's episode. It felt a little bit like my old blogging days, just sharing a fun list. I really enjoy doing this sort of thing. And truth is, I've spent some time this summer really zooming out, looking at the podcast and praying about what I want to do moving forward. I'm looking at a few subtle shifts. So I'm going to put a question over in show notes as well. I'd love to hear back from you, because as a podcaster, truth is, it's kind of easy to start to have a lot of guests on because I get so many emails from, you know, publicists representing authors who have new books. And I love that. I love meeting new people, talking about all kinds of topics. But there is a tendency then to just be more reactive and sharing a lot of other people's topics and books. And I really feel convicted that I want to make this a place where we focus on the things that I'm passionate about, and that those of you who have read my books or have been longtime listeners tune into the things I share. I want to make sure that I'm meeting your needs, that I'm covering the topics you're most interested in and really supporting you the best I can. So I'm going to have a question over in show notes, and it would mean a lot to me if you'd respond to that. Of course, always if there's a topic or a guest that you would love to hear from, that's your chance to let me know that as well. But if you enjoy days like today, where I just share a short and sweet episode from my own life experience and resources that I love, let me know. That will really encourage me. Okay, friends, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for ratings and reviews, for spreading the word about this podcast. I do believe we have some really great things coming ahead, and I think you're going to like the direction I want to go here. So God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.